Chapter 141, Seeking Permission to Enter by Telling One's Name. 874. Anas radiallahu anhu reported in the course of his famous hadith pertaining to Al-Isra, the Ascension, that the Messenger of Allah, peace be upon him, said, "Then Gabriel ascended along with me to the nearest heaven and requested for the gate to be opened. He was asked, 'Who is there?' He replied, 'Jibril.' He was asked, 'Who is with you?' He said, 'Muhammad, peace be upon him.' Then he ascended to the second heaven and requested for the opening of the gate. He was asked, 'Who is there?' He said, 'Jibril.' He was asked, 'Who is with you?' He replied, 'Muhammad, peace be upon him.' In the same way, he ascended to the third, fourth, and all the heavens, for instance, until the seventh. At all of the gates, he was asked, 'Who is there?' He replied, 'Jibril.' Al-Bukhari and Muslim. 875. Abu Dharr radiallahu anhu reported, "I stepped out one night and saw the Messenger of Allah, peace be upon him, walking by himself. I began to walk in the moonlit night. He turned around and saw me and asked, 'Who is there?' I replied, 'Abu Dharr.' Al-Bukhari and Muslim. 876. Umme Hani radiallahu anha reported, "I went to the Prophet, peace be upon him, who was taking a bath while Fatima was screening him. He asked, 'Who is there?' I replied, 'I am Umme Hani.' Al-Bukhari and Muslim. 877. Jabir radiallahu anhu reported, "I went to the Prophet, peace be upon him, and knocked at the door to seek permission. He asked, 'Who is there?' I said, 'I.' He repeated, 'I? I?' as if he disliked it. Al-Bukhari and Muslim. Commentary. At the doorstop, the visitor should disclose his identity to the host. Secondly, to knock at the door or to ring the doorbell is tantamount to seeking permission to enter the house. When the host comes out, the visitor should first offer him as-salam.